Dopo min.
So in the second part of the sermon, I want to look at mentions of the word repent or repentance in two books. In the book of Acts and the book of John. And in the book of Acts, you will actually have the most mentions of any book in the Bible of repent and repentance. And it's a good book because this is basically describing the first years after Jesus was resurrected. And we can see the understanding of the apostles of the term repentance or repent. And also on the book, look at the book of John. Yeah, because the book of John gives its purpose, and it's to get people saved. Yeah, so let's start with the book of Acts. Yeah, so repentance in the book of Acts. Go to Acts 2. Acts 2,
37-38.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
چون شنیدند دلریش گشته به پتروس و سایر رسولان گفتند ای برادران چه کنیم؟ پتروس به ایشان گفت توبه کنید و هر یک از شما به اسم عیسی مسیح به جهت آبودش گناهان تعمید گیرید و عطای روح القدس را خواهید یافت.
Yeah, and this is part of Peter preaching to the multitudes on the day of Pentecost.
این قسمتی از موعظه پتروس در روز پنتیکاست هست.
Yeah, and he's explaining things. Yeah. And what does Peter tell them basically to do? You need to rethink, you need to reconsider turning from a wrong belief to a right belief. And that will save you. It does not say you need to repent of your sins for the remission of your sins. Yeah, notice also that they do not ask what they need to do to be saved. Yeah, Peter has been explaining the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ already. Yeah, they know they have made a mistake. Yeah, they have not trusted on Jesus. They have rejected him. And they're pricked in the heart. Yeah, they're touched. And he said, what should we do? Now, if you are unsaved, what should you do? You should get saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the next thing that you should do as an act of obedience? Is getting baptized. Yeah, not as part of salvation, but as a first act of obedience. And that's what Peter basically tells them in Acts 2. He shares the gospel and tells them, hey, you need to change your mind, you need to change your thinking and turn to God. And they had to rethink what they believed because they had rejected Jesus Christ. Yeah, there were not that many in the upper room.
خیلی آدمای زیادی در اون اتاق زیر شیروانی نبودند.
Yeah, 120.
120 نفر.
Yeah, go to Acts chapter 3, which is the next mention. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
پس توبه کنید و بازگشت کنید تا گناهان شما پاک گردد و تا ایام استراحت از حضور خداوند برسند.
Again, it doesn't say repent of your sins. It just says repent. Yeah, to turn from a wrong belief to the true belief. Yeah, in their ignorance, they had rejected Jesus.
Yeah,
Peter just tells them, hey, you need to change your thinking. You need to turn from false belief to true belief. Go to Acts 5. Acts 5:31. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
او را خدا بر دست راست خود بالا برده سرور نجات دهنده ساخت تا اسرائیل را توبه با آغوش گناهان.
Yeah, and again, we have Peter here, if you read the context. And of course, we go to a lot of scriptures, so we cannot read all the context, but read it at home. He's addressing religious leaders again.
So,
what is God giving them? Is God giving them the opportunity to turn from their sins? No, he is giving opportunity for Israel to turn to the promised Messiah.
They have
to believe on the Lamb of God, yeah, would take it away the sins of the world. Yeah, go to Acts 8. Acts 8 and read verses 9 till 13. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is great power of God, is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because they had a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done.
اما مردی شمعون نام قبل از آن که در شهر بود که جادوگری می نمود و اهل سامره را به شگفت می آورد و خود را شخصی بزرگ ادعا می کرد. به حدی که کوچک و بزرگ گوش داده می گفتند این است قدرت عظیم خدا و به بود و به دو گوش دادن از آن رو که به مدت مدیدی بود از جادوگری او در شگفت بودند. اما چون به بشارت فیلیپوس که به ملکوت خدا و نام عیسی مسیح می داد ایمان آوردن، مردان زنان تعمید یافتند و شمعون نیز خود ایمان آورد و چون تعمید یافت همواره با فیلیپوس می بود و از دیدن آیات و معجزات عظیم که از او ظاهر می شد در حیرت افتاد.
Yeah, so Philip is preaching the gospel.
Philip داره موعظه انجیل عیسی مسیح رو.
Yeah, in Samaria. And there's this guy out there called Simon. And he had been deceiving people into believing that he's some great guy, yeah, that he has some power. Now, Philip preaches the gospel, people get saved, they believe, and then we also see that Simon himself believed, and he got baptized. Now, we know this is true, because the narrator actually says it.
Yeah,
inspired by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
this is a true statement. Simon believed. Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, Simon is a saved man. He is on his way to heaven. He believed. Now skip him for a couple of verses further and see what happens there. I read verses 18 to 24. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part, not part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me."
اما شمعون چون دید که محض گذاردن دست‌های رسولان روح القدس عطا می‌شود مبلغی پیش ایشان آورده گفت به من نیز این اقتدار را ببخشید که به هر کس دست گذارم روح القدس را بیابد. پتروس به او گفت پولت با تو هلاک باد، چون که پنداشتی که عطای خدا به پول حاصل می‌شود. تو را در این امر قسمت و بهره‌ای نیست، زیرا که دلت در حضور خدا راست نمی‌باشد. پس از این شرارت خود توبه کن و از خدا درخواست کن تا شاید این اندیشه دلت آمرزیده شود، زیرا تو را می‌بینم که در زخم، حرف و زنجیر شرارت گرفتاری. شمعون در جواب گفت شما برای من به خدا دعا کنید تا چیزی از آن چه که گفتید بر من واقع نشود.
Yeah, so Simon, who's now a new believer,
he is
seeing the apostles laying hands on people and they receive the Holy Ghost. And Simon is thinking like, I lost my power before and maybe I can offer some money and regain some of my status.
پولی پرداخت کنم نمیدونم یه کاری بکنم تا اون چیزامو به دست بیارم.
Yeah, but that doesn't go well. Yeah, Peter rebukes them for offering that.
به خاطر اون حرفی که زده بود.
In the verse 22 it says, "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God that perhaps the thought of their heart may be forgiven thee."
پس از این شرارت خود توبه کن و از خدا درخواست کن تا شاید این اندیشه دلت آمرزیده شود.
So what is the repenting about here?
اینجا توبه در مورد چیه؟
Yeah, Peter just tells him to repent of his sin.
از گناهانش توبه کن.
Not to get saved. He was already saved.
نجات داشته.
Yeah, Simon like
شمون.
All Christians.
مثل همه ایمانداران.
Yeah, do sometimes sin.
گناه می‌کنی مثل بقیه گناه.
Some more than others.
بعضی‌هامون yeah. بیشتر از یکی دیگه
And
گناه.
And when a Christian doesn't walk in the spirit,
وقتی در روح قدم بر نمی‌داره.
A Christian can do the same sins that he was doing before he was saved.
قبلا انجام می‌داده دوباره انجام می‌ده.
Yeah. So the repenting here points to Simon changing his thinking in regards to his attitude. His sin here.
رفتار شمعون در مورد گناه و اخلاقش نسبت به گناه.
And you can say about Simon what you want.
می‌تونید در مورد شمعون هر چی دلتون می‌خواد بگین اما
But he takes it well.
واقعا درست عمل می‌کنه.
Yeah, he's like a wise man that's being rebuked.
مثل اون حکیمی میمونه که وقتی تصحیح شد درست قدم برمی‌داره.
He's not arguing.
بحث نمی‌کنه.
No, I'm wrong and please can we fix this?
آه اشتباه کردم پس درستش کنیم.
So don't be down on Simon.
شمعون رو زیاد مسخره نکنید.
And look what he asked Peter to do.
Hey,
pray for me.
دعا کنید.
Yeah, is it like, oh, pray for me so I can get saved? No.
دعا کنید که من نجات پیدا کنم.
Yeah, you don't pray for other people to be saved. Somebody needs to go to himself and call upon the Lord.
هر کسی باید بره و نام خداوند رو خودش بخونه.
Yeah, so
خودش نجات پیدا کنه.
This is simply repenting in the sense of repenting from your sins after you're saved.
بعد از نجاتتون میتونید از گناهان
You have to rethink what you're doing to change your mind.
روش زندگیمون رو عوض کنیم.
فکرمون
رو عوض کنیم در مورد خیلی چیزا.
Turn in the right way.
یواش یواش زندگیمون رو بهتر و درست‌تر انجام
Go to Acts 11.
اعمال رسولان فصل 11.
We're hitting them all. Acts 11, 15 to 18.
15
to 18. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. As on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift, as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I, that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then had God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
و چون شروع به سخن گفتن می کردم روح القدس برشان نازل شد همچنان که نخست بر آنگاه به خاطر آوردم سخن خداوند را که گفت یحیی به آب تعمید داد اما شما به روح القدس تعمید خواهید یافت پس چون خدا همان عطا را به دیشان بخشید چنان که به ما محض ایمان آوردن به عیسی مسیح خداوند پس من که باشم که بتوانم خدا را مانع شوم چون این را شنیدن ساکت شدند و خدا را تمجید کنان گفتند به راستی خدا به امتها نیز توبه حیات بخش را عطا کرده است.
Yeah, so what does it mean that God granted repentance into life to the Gentiles? Now it tells us in verse 17. Because it's talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit that is given after somebody believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, what does the repenting pointing back at? Yeah, of changing their beliefs to believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
ایمانمون رو عوض کردن و اعتقاد آوردن به عیسی مسیح.
And it's a gift.
و یک هدیه.
For those who believe, it's not working your way into heaven to be a good person.
نه اینکه تلاش کنیم به بهش بریم.
It's not turning away from your sins.
از گناهانمون دور.
It's turning away from false belief to right belief.
از ایمانمون دور از راه غلط.
That is repentance unto life.
ایمان جدید بیاییم. توبه یعنی به مسیر زندگی درست رفتنه.
Acts 13.
اعمال رسولان 13.
23-26. 23-26. Of this man's seed had God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there come one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of salvation sent.
و از نسل او خدا بر حسب وعده برای اسرائیل نجات دهنده‌ای یعنی عیسی را آورد. هنگامی که یحیی پیش از آمدن او تمام قوم اسرائیل را به تعمید توبه موعظه نموده بود، پس چون یحیی دوره خود را به پایان برد گفت مرا که می‌پنداری؟ من او نیستم، بلکه اینک بعد از من کسی می‌آید که لایق گشادن کفش او نیستم. ای برادران عزیز و فرزندان خاندان ابراهیم، و هر که از شما خدا ترس باشد به شما
Yeah, of course, we already looked at this one, at the baptism of repentance that is preached by John.
در مورد تعمید توبه یحیی صحبت کرده بودیم قبلش.
Yeah, we're not going to go there again, but in Acts 19:4 we saw that it's saying that they should believe on the one who comes after him, Jesus. Acts 19:4, but we don't go there. We already talked about that, so. Yeah, so this one is clear. Yeah, the next one is Acts 17. And this is actually an interesting one because it's actually Paul preaching in Athens. Just a couple kilometers from here. Yeah, on Mars Hill. Just read the whole story. Just going to read everything. Starting with 22 till 30. Yeah. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: To the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain as also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of his ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent."
پس پولس در وسط تپه مریخ ایستاده گفت: ای مردان آتنی، شما را از هر جهت بسیار دیندار یافتم، زیرا هنگامی که سیر می‌کردم معابد شما را نظاره می‌نمودم، مذبحی یافتم که بر آن نوشته شده بود به خدای ناشناخته. پس آنچه را شما ناشناخته می‌پرستید من به شما اعلام می‌نمایم، خدایی که جهان و آنچه در آن است آفرید، چون که او مالک آسمان و زمین است، در معبدهای ساخته شده به دست ها ساکن نمی باشد و از دست مردم خدمت کرده نمی شود که گویا محتاج چیزی باشد، بلکه خود به همگان حیات و نفس و همه چیزها می بخشد و همه امت های بشر را از یک خون ساخت تا بر تمامی روی زمین مسکن گیرند و زمان های معین و حدود مسکن های ایشان را مقرر کنند، تا خدا را بجویند که شاید در پی او گشته و او را بیابند، با آنکه از هیچ یکی از ما دور نیست، زیرا که در او زندگی و حرکت و وجود داریم، چنان که بعضی از شعرهای شما نیز گفتند که از نسل او می باشیم. پس چون از نسل خدا می باشیم، شایسته نیست که گمان بریم که الوهیت شباهت دارد به طلا یا نقره یا سنگ تراشیده، به صنعت یا مهارت انسان. پس خدا از زمانهای جهالت چشم پوشیده، اما اکنون تمام مردمان را در هر جا حکم می فرماید که توبه کنند.
Yeah, so repent from what?
توبه از چی؟
The belief in their false gods.
ایمان آوردن به خدای غلط.
Yeah, to the point that they even made a statue.
ایمان آوردن تا زمانی که بتی ساختن.
Yeah, to an unnamed god.
به خدایی که ناشناخته.
Just to make sure that we don't forget one.
مطمئنشین که فراموش نکنیم اون خدای ناشناخته.
They were to repent from idolatry.
از بت پرستی باید توبه میکردن. بت پرستی از خدای دروغین.
Yeah, believe on the true god.
Change their thinking. خدای واقعی. نظرمون رو عوض کنیم.
Yeah, it was false belief they had to repent. from. They had a wrong thinking. They had to rethink, reconsider what they believe in regards to God. Now, if you are a child of 6 years old and you are in a Christian family, and you probably don't repent from false belief. Because you've heard the truth from the very beginning. But these people in Athens, they had to change their mind, they had to rethink what they believed. And of course, worship the true God. Read the next verses. 31 till... 31. Read verse 31 first. Yeah. Because he had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from the dead.
زیرا روزی را مقرر فرمود که در آن جهان را به عدالت داوری خواهد نمود به آن مردی که معین فرمود و همه را مطمئن ساخت به اینکه او را از مردگان برخیزد.
Yeah, and of course, Paul is preaching here the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what was the result? Read the next verse till the end, 34. Till 34. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with him.
چون درباره رستاخیز مردگان شنیدند بعضی استدعا نمودند و بعضی گفتند دوباره در این امر از تو خواهیم شنید و همچنین پولس از میان ایشان بیرون رفت اما چند نفر به دو پیوسته ایمان آوردند که از جمله ایشان دیونیسیوس آریوپاگی بود و زنی که دامرس نام داشت و بعضی دیگر با ایشان.
Yeah, some believed.
بعضی ایمان آوردند.
Yeah, some changed their minds.
بعضی توبه کردند.
In regards to these false beliefs.
در مورد اعتقادات غلط به اعتقادات.
Nowhere you find any notion.
Yeah,
that they had to repent of their sins.
از گناهانشون توبه کرده باشند.
It's simply not there.
فقط اون گناه اونجا وجود نداره.
That's because it's a false doctrine.
چون اعتقادی است غلطه. اعتقاد نه تغییر نه در ایمانه. اعمال رسولان فصل
21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, repentance to God, like turn to God. Yeah, changing your beliefs in regards to God. And then it's coupled with faith by trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ into salvation. The last one from the book of Acts. Yeah, we're thorough. We're doing them all. 26, Acts 26. 19 till 21. Yeah. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but shewed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me.
آن وقت ای آگریپا پادشاه رویای آسمانی را نافرمانی نورزیدم بلکه نخست آنانی را که در دمشق بودند و در اورشلیم و در تمامی مرز بوم یهودیه و امتها را نیز اعلام می‌نمودم که توبه کنند و به سوی خدا بازگشت نمایند و اعمال شایسته توبه را به جا آورند به سبب همین امر یهود مرا در معبد گرفتن قصد قتل من کرد.
Yeah, so Paul is before the king. Yeah, he's being judged. Yeah, he's been put in prison.
پولس جلوی پادشاه است داره قضاوت
میشه and he's giving testimony
و داره شهادت میده
and he's just telling this king what has happened. Yeah, and he's telling them, hey, God wants people to repent and turn to him and do works meet of repentance.
و کارهای توبه را انجام بده.
Now, does this line up with what we already have seen in regards to what repent means? Yes, he wants people to change their mind on what they believe and turn to God and get saved. And we already saw that it doesn't end there. Yeah? we are not having to do works to be saved. But we are saved unto good works. We are given a purpose. We are to do works meet, suitable, fitting with the fact that you have trusted in Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Bible says we are to add works to our faith. Yeah, so we looked at all the instances now in Acts of the word repent and repentance. Yeah. And when we just used the biblical definition of what it means, yeah, it fits as a glove.
Yeah.
We did not see anywhere where repenting of sins is necessary for salvation. Now let's look at the book of John, which is going to be short. Yeah, because there's no mention of repentance and repent in the book of John. Yeah, none at all. Read verses 20, verse 31. John 20, 31. And we have the purpose of the book here.
21.
But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Yeah, so the book that doesn't mention repent or repentance at all.
Yeah.
Is the book that is written with a specific purpose, so ye might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yeah, it is written so you might have life. Yeah, the purpose of the book is to get people saved.
Word
repent, repent is not there.
Yeah.
Let alone repent of your sins in regards to salvation. And here's what you do find over and over again in this book. And that's the emphasis that we are to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved.
And I just
quote one for you. Yeah? John 6:47. And that's the last verse we go to. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
6:47.
Yeah, so does it say he that stops smoking has everlasting life? He that lives a good life has everlasting life? Does it say he that stops fornicating has everlasting life? He that stops drinking? No, it says he that believeth on me, yeah, on Jesus, has everlasting life. Yeah, so the word repent or repentance means to rethink, to change your mind,
yeah,
to turn from one belief to another belief. Yeah, in relation to salvation, from a false belief to the truth.
در حقیقت از اعتقاد غلطمون به اعتقاد واقعی ایمان آوردن باشه.
Yeah, that's the definition that the Bible gives us. That's the definition that fits in scripture without contradicting.
به همه آیات رو برامون روشن میکنه بدون اینکه زد و نقیض داشته.
Yeah, what does not fit is adding of your sins to the definition.
از گناه رو به توبه اضافه کردن.
Because that does cause contradictions. Yeah, that leads to a false work-based gospel. Yeah. Is it true that there are scriptures that talk about repentance in sense of returning of turning from sin? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it is not true that there are scriptures where repentance of your sins are used as a requirement of salvation. Yeah, the context just makes clear what is being repented of. Now you might say, I already knew this all.
Now,
great, then this was a reminder for you. Yeah, because it's a common false doctrine. It's even common in Athens. Yeah, and I want you to have a solid foundation from the Bible.
So
you can answer this question if it comes up.
Yeah,
you can answer this heresy when it comes up.
بتونین جواب بدین اگه کسی به جلو
and when you go out soul winning
وقتی میرین برای بشارت
you will have to answer this question at some point in time.
جواب این سوالو باید بالاخره به یک یا دو نفر باید بدین.
Yeah, because some people will believe they go to heaven because they are living a good life. Because they have repented of certain sins.
چون توبه از گناهانشون کردن به بهشت میرن.
So I hope this helped a little bit to get a better grip on the concept of repenting in the Bible. And on Wednesday we're going to use this and we're going to talk about godly sorrow versus the sorrow of the world. Amen.
Amen.